Support for this public radio podcast comes from Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, shrm.org, and by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Home, Sour Home.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. If you're trying to sell your house, I'm afraid I'm the bearer of bad news. S&P said this morning home prices fell almost 13% in February compared to February a year ago. 17 of the 20 cities surveyed set records for price drops, led by Miami and Las Vegas. The only city that had a gain from last year was Charlotte, North Carolina. And the bad tidings don't end there. A report from RealtyTrack says foreclosures doubled in the first quarter compared to a year ago. One of every 200 households received a notice of foreclosure or bank repossession. Marketplace's Janet Babin has more from North Carolina Public Radio.
We're beginning to know by heart what regions were hardest hit. Nevada, Florida, with parts of California leading the way. Stockton's foreclosure rate was more than six times the national average. The problem is spreading. Colorado, Massachusetts, and Connecticut were also in the top 10. The numbers don't surprise many economists, including Mark Zandi at MoodysEconomy.com. He says the lack of available credit will keep foreclosures high for a while.
Certainly throughout 2008, probably through this time next year, I don't think this foreclosure problem is going to resolve itself quickly. We are in that negative cycle, and it's going to be very difficult to break.
In some areas, government policies have helped by reducing loan rates or extending the terms to 40 years. But many homeowners still face a mortgage that's greater than the value of their house, and that can lead to foreclosure. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
The Federal Reserve will make a decision on interest rates tomorrow. Wall Street seems to be waiting on that. So far, the Dow is right where it was yesterday at 12,872. The NASDAQ has fallen 3 points. The S&P 500 is down a couple. The Asian markets were up a fraction today. European shares down a fraction so far. Shell and BP both reported huge profits for the last quarter. Big surprise, oil is at $118 a barrel this morning. Grocery shopping has gotten more expensive all over the world. In Britain, it's possible the price increases aren't all from natural causes. The government's looking into price fixing, and some American companies could be involved. Our man in London, Stephen Beer, joins us. Stephen, what's the deal?
Well, the Office of Fair Trading here is investigating allegations that the big four supermarket chains in the UK have been colluding with suppliers to fix prices. And we're talking about a very wide range of goods here, groceries, health and beauty products, razor blades, batteries, soap powder, and involving some big American names such as Coca-Cola, Procter & Gamble. The suspicion is here that the supermarkets have been talking with the suppliers, and between them, they've been taking advantage in the very steep increase in raw material prices to move together and to push up their retail prices.
How are investigators to know that it's not just the cost of raw materials?
Well, they'll look at the exact price increases involved, and they'll also look for evidence of collusion. Already, the Office of Fair Trading has apparently seized emails between the supermarket chains and their suppliers.
And is this just a British investigation?
As far as we know, it is just a British investigation, but as we found with the British Airways price fixing case last year, there was a direct link to the US. However, the OFT does have the power to fine these companies up to 10% of their annual sales.
All right, Stephen Beard in London. Thank you.
Okay, Scott.
People who cash their tax rebate checks at Walmart won't have to pay a fee. The company said so this morning. Usually, Walmart charges $3 for check cashing. The store will also let you load up a prepaid Walmart debit card for free. Isn't that nice of them?
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by America's Family Physicians, offering patient-centered care so employees can better manage their health and employers better manage their costs. AAFP.org/value. By Grant Thornton, serving their audit, tax, and advisory clients worldwide with people who love what they do. Online at grantthornton.com. And by Advanta. Advanta salutes small business, the brave ones, the risk takers, all those who chase a dream and make their own way.
Would you like your job better if no one was allowed to gossip at your office? I'm asking because one Chicago company has put a stop to it. Stacey Vanek Smith has our story.
Anyone who has ever camped out at the water cooler to get the latest knows that office gossip is one of the great American pastimes. But it's all fun and games until it's about you. Take the reaction of boss David Brent on the BBC's The Office.
They've given you a nickname.
What is it?
Well, I don't really
know. Come on. What is it?
Bluto.
The villain from Popeye. Yeah. I can't believe it.
Don't go on. They know it's me that told you.
To avoid these kinds of situations, Sam Chapman banned gossip at his company Empower Public Relations. Three repeat offenders actually lost their jobs. After that, Chapman says, it was easy to get everybody to clam up.
There's nothing like a good old-fashioned firing to change people's attitudes.
Chapman claims gossip was interfering with productivity. That happens at a lot of offices, says workplace consultant Sandra Crow, author of Since Strangling Isn't an Option.
People feel like they can't trust each other. You know, this person's talking about me. Then morale usually slips.
Still, Crow says, outlawing gossip could backfire.
Whenever you ban something, people have a resentment. And so what you often get are these retaliations that come up.
And what about the Big Brother aspect?
It's any employer's right to expect that you treat each other professionally. And putting some more intelligible boundaries around what professional behavior is all that I'm doing.
Chapman says a ban on gossip also means addressing things people gossip about, like salaries. They're transparent at his company. And if people aren't allowed to talk behind your back, you'd better be available to talk face-to-face. So Chapman makes time to talk with workers about their concerns. As far as day-to-day enforcement, Chapman largely relies on employees to rat each other out. And when they do?
I run, yell, and tell, just like they tell kids at school. I invite the person who gossiped to go clean it up. And then I follow behind them and clean it up myself.
Chapman says teamwork has never been better and Empower is landing bigger clients. He can rest easier, too. Chapman says the ban began after he heard gossip about himself. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.